Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are talking about the expulsion of about 600 medical students from the University of Zimbabwe residencies following a protest over increase in tuition fees yesterday. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back. We are also streaming, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandevele.com. About 600 University of Zimbabwe medical students are hard pressed for accommodation tonight, and some are actually on the streets after they were kicked out of college housing yesterday following a protest over school fees increases. Lichana njani zulukandaba ikuti bana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lamhlanje sikhangela ukuxotsha kwabafundi abafundela ubudokotela e-University of Zimbabwe. Batshengiseleke abafundi laba izolo besola ukukhwezwa kwembhadalo yemfundo esingathi nge-30%. Basebethola ke incwadi izolo ntambama beyitshela ukubana kumele baphume baphele ezindlini zaleli kolishi. Sikhuluma nje bagcwele emachurchi, bagcwele esihlobeni labangani lamhlanje abanengi. Abanye babikwa besesitaladeni bengela ndawo zokuhlala ngoba abanye ngabavela kude baxotshiwe ke university ku-housing ezindlini kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela njalo batshengisele bengela mvumo. Baterere kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection chirongwa cheve chidiki nhasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yekudzingwa kwevadzidzi vanoita zvidzidzo zveuchiremba kuUniversity of Zimbabwe zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavakaita nezuro vachinyunyuta nepamusana pekukwizwa kwemari yedzidzo. Vakazotumirwa matsamba manheru acho nezuro vachiudzwa kuti vabude mudzimba dzecollege dzeUniversity of Zimbabwe. Kutaura kudai vamwe vacho vapotera kumachechi ndiko kwavari kurara nhasi asi vamwe vanonzi vari mumigwagwa havana kuwana kwavangarara. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. And many of you will remember that Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag movement joined these students in campus yesterday as they protested, and he was arrested thereafter, and he's being charged with inciting violence, public violence. I believe he remains in custody tonight, and it appears he's spending a second day in custody. We saw the human rights organization Amnesty International releasing a statement today saying that the Zimbabwean government continues on its repressive path, trying to beat down human rights advocates, human rights defenders. And it was saying that the government should actually release Pastor Ivan Mawarire without any further ado. Yilo ke utaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ngiyacho mina ukubana izolo uPastor Ivan Mawarire lizakhumbula ukubana ubotshiwe ngemva kokutshengisela la abafundi laba wetheswa umlando ke wokutshotshozela udlakela. Sibonele namhlanje inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele iAmnesty International isethula ke umbiko isola ukubotshwa kukaMawarire isithi yona kumele akhululwe njalo ukubotshwa kwakhe kukhomba sobali ukubana uhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe, uhulumende weZANU-PF kazimiselanga ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu ngoba ayisilocala ukuthi umuntu atshengisele ngokuthula. Kodwa esikubone izolo sibone kusibali udlakela ekutshengiseleni lokhu ukuthi udlakela lolu luvele ngapi. That's a subject of debate, but esikubone kumifanekiso kuma video esiwathunyelweyo ukuthi o security guard abalindi kuleli college abanye bathi ngomahobo yibo abaqaleke ukuchaya abafundi kwasokuqhamuka ke ingxabangxoza khonapho ndiyonyaya iri mugango nasi ndiri kuzeyazwe inyaya yekusungwa kwaba Pastor Ivan Mawarire vakabatika nawo pakura tinzira uku nezuro. Amnesty International yaburisa mashoko nasi ichikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti irelease ibvise musungwa vaMawarire nekuti akuratidzira hakuzi mhosva. So that's basically what we are talking about tonight, and I'm struggling to hear my producer to hear who we have on the line. Okay, joining us now is one of the expelled students who sought refuge at a church in Harare. Tonight, as we speak, the student is at that church, and we are not going to identify this student for obvious reason. Good evening, and welcome on Studio 7.
Okay, maswira
kwezi. Ataswira maswira ho.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us, give us a clear picture of what's happening at the moment. We understand that you are at some church. How many are you guys, and how was your day?
Yeah, our day was bad. It wasn't good at all. Currently, we are about 25 students. And we don't know the other guys when are they going to join us, because currently the other guys, they are at the UZ main campus and they are being evicted now as we speak by the security guard, because yesterday they didn't check out. So currently we are 25 so far.
And how about food? We saw Zinasu running around and some civil society groups such as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights are going to court seeking a reversal of this, you know, move by the University of Zimbabwe. Did you get any food?
Yeah, the food were being supplied by the church and the welfare. We don't know who exactly is giving us who is buying us the food, but we are just getting the food at the church. That's where all the students, they've been getting the students from the welfare and the donors.
Okay, so to make things clear, you guys have been expelled from college housing, not from the university itself. You can continue with your studies.
Currently, no, there are no studies undertaking at the medical school. We have been expelled from the residence, but as we speak now, tomorrow there's supposed to be an exam. The guys who are supposed to write an exam at 8 o'clock, 8:30. So, literally speaking, the school is on according to the university. they haven't yet stopped the studies. But the students, because we don't have any way to stay, we haven't bathed since morning, so there's no one who's going to school for some studies. But according to the usage, we're supposed to go to school tomorrow for an exam.
Saka mboti taurira ine kukwira kwefizi ya muri kutokana nayo apa mukoma yakwira ichibva papi ichienda papi?
Okay, so currently as a medical student we are supposed to pay about 450 tuition fee and then 322 mandatory fee, so which means that our fees this semester we are supposed to be $772. But currently the situation is the tuition fee has been increased from 450 per semester to about $900 per semester, and then you add on the mandatory fee, which is about $322 plus $900, which gives us about $1,200 something, and then you also add the accommodation fees, which is about $350 per 15 weeks. And then you also add $400 per 15 weeks. And then you also add another $400 for the other 15 weeks. So which is about 900 plus 1,200, which gives us about roughly about 2,100. That's where our fees currently are supposed to pay for a period of 30 weeks.
Obviously vakawanda venyu havaigoni mari havagoni kuiwana.
We cannot afford actually the situation patruk but $772. We cannot even actually afford some, we cannot even be in race as we currently speak. We cannot be in race. We cannot afford the $450 for race. We are staying outside the campus and we are struggling to meet to find our ends meet.
Please hold for me the Mkoma. Please do stay on the line. That's one of the expelled University of Zimbabwe students that we are not identifying for obvious reasons. Siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo, and joining me now is lawmaker Peter Mataruse, who chairs the committee, the parliamentary committee on higher education. Vamataruse Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, baba.
Aiwa, tiripo, kurise kuchino yuko.
Kuchino yuko kanaka.
That's good.
Asi hakuna kwa muri koko.
Ano kuna kuri postere, asi hakuna kunaka ku Harare uko ku UZ. Kwataona kuchidzingwa ma vadzidzi vanoita zveuchiremba vari kuchema sekunzwa kwenyu right now they've nowhere to go. Muri kuzvionawo sei sachigaro vekomiti inoona nedzidzo yepamusorosoro?
Ndatoinzwawo nhasi, ndatofonerwawo neumwe journalist achitaura nyaya yacho. Tikatomutsanangurira kuti no, nyaya yakumbonzi kukwidzwa kwemafizi zvakambotaurwa kutanga kwegore, tikamiramira chaizvo ikabva yasiyiwa nezvayo. Saka nyaya yekukwidzwa nemafizi nemamiri yakaita nyika yedu zvakaoma. Komiti hainyanyi kufara nazvo, haina kufara nazvo nyange pazvaida kukwidzwa. Saka tiri kutoti no, sekomiti tiri kumhanyamhanya kuti aiwa tinobvee vanavo kuti aiwa garai pasi mutaurirani. Paende paite contenders vasvike pane pachidanho chinoita kuti chikoro chirambe chichienda mberi, vana vachibhadhara zvetirikwanisa isu vabereki takaomerwa. And isusu tichatotora danho kuti mangwana darinenge ririko tinzwisise vakuna minista kuti nyaya iyi achaishandisa sei, bhikozi kudzingwa kwevana kunotirwadza zvakanyanya sekomiti.
Asi tichitarisa chikonzero vamataruse, vana ava vari kuchema nekushaya mari vari kushorawo hurumende nekutadza kuextenda atingati mastudent loans everywhere in every country, and I'm talking about every normal country where you go ma students government ine maloan inopa ma students kuvabatsira kuti vange vachibhadhara ma tuition and mamwe ma costs anowanikwa panyaya dzidzo. Ko Zimbabwe zviri kufamba sei?
Ka budget rakataita regore rine pakanetsa kuti taite ka allocation kevana as
I'm sorry, we have lost Chinoi lawmaker Peter Peter Matarose there, Vanova Sachigaru, the committee parliament in Ona Nezwezizo Pam Soro Soro. Ngumnumzana Peter Matarose lo obe kulumaitungweni lo kumilutungo lwakhe ngumqinisihlalo wekomiti ekhangelane lezemfundo yaphezulu obe sola kakhulu ukuxotshwa kwabafundi laba 600 University of Zimbabwe izolo ngemva kokubana betshengisele besola ukukhwela ukukhwezwa kwembhadalo yemfundo nge-30%. Bathi ikhwelile ke imali abayibhadalayo isuka kubo 450 konapho yafika kubo 900 isidingakala yonke isihlangana yonke imali abayibhadalayo I think it's 15 months or so kuyabe kumele babhadale imali efika kubo 2000 njalo bayakhala ke njengoba lisazi ukuthi umumo weZimbabwe unjani. Bengimbuza ke uMataruse ukuthi khona kungani uhulumende weZimbabwe engafaki isikhwama eceleni abe encedisa abafundi ngalokuthiwa ngama student loans. Kwakukhona ke kudala kodwa sazi ukuthi kwasuka kwathini mhlawumbe ngomumo wezenotho ngamanga kuhle uhulumende wasuka wehluleka kodwa ke akulandlela abafundi abangaphumelela benelise ukubhadala izimali zabo ngayo kungela ncedo abalitholayo kuhulumende. Ndimbodzoka kumdzidzi ari kuimwe church anovamdzidzi mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro. Muchiripo paro nhare here mukomango?
Hello, chiripo paro nhare.
Okay. Ko hanzi ne University of Zimbabwe hanzi makanga muchiratidzira nemhirizhonga nezuro ndizvo here izvo?
Isusu sema students tanga takamira pa students union pa building yatinopumira uyezve pamudziro yatinopumira kunge tichiratidzira ipapo andifika and then security yuzet ndoya kanga yakamira yakachengetedza kuti tisadarike imwe nzira yavanga vachitatipano kudarika andifika ndopa vakatanga kurova mastudents asi hapana mastudents vakakanda matombo sezvo vakanyora hakuna mustudent akakanda matombo. Pandori nemavideos atoripo izvezvi amwe acho arikukandwa pamasocial media nechinechi anoratidza zvakaitika mastudents ndo vaitorwa nesecurity yekupaivet. Actually the university they wanted to counteract that effect yekuti nepera kuti vakakanda matombo asi hapana kana mastudent kana wanhu akakanda dombo.
Please do stay on the line the mkoma wangu an anonymous student talking to us from some church that we are also not identifying in Harare again for obvious reasons. And joining me now is my third guest, and that's a man who needs no introduction. That's Doug Coltart, a human rights lawyer. Doug, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, I understand that you are representing, is it some of these students or all of these students? What's going on? Tell us, you know, your role there. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. So together with ZLHR, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, we are representing all of the students on a number of matters. So the first thing that we're doing, we are challenging the eviction of the students from their residences, which we feel is unlawful because there was no court order which is something that is required by the Constitution, that evictions are arbitrary unless a court order is obtained before the eviction happens. So that matter goes to court tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. That will be heard by the High Court as to whether that the High Court considers that eviction illegal. Then the other matter, which we're also representing, two of the students have been arrested. One is the SRC treasurer, the UZ SRC treasurer, who has been arrested and charged with inciting public violence, and then another student who has been charged with criminal nuisance. So the student charged with criminal nuisance will be let go this evening, but the SLC treasurer remains in cells tomorrow, and so we'll be taking that matter to court tomorrow as well.
So you are talking of the SRC Treasurer General, and I believe that's Ignatius. Are there any other students in custody tonight?
No, so it's just the one student who is in custody tonight, so just Ignatius. The other student, I understand, was to be let go. So at this stage, it's just Ignatius, but there are two others who remain in detention tonight. So that's Pastor Ivan Mawaride, who was invited by the students to speak at the demonstration, as well as a friend and a driver of Pastor Ivan. So they have both been charged with inciting public violence as well. Despite the fact that in fact, in Pastor Ivan's speech, he actually encouraged the students not to engage in violence, and despite the fact that Ocean was not even present at the time and was simply the driver, he has been charged with inciting public violence, which is actually absurd, really. I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
And when does Pastor Mawarire go to court?
Constitutionally, he must go to court tomorrow, because by tomorrow, the mandatory 48-hour window within which arrested persons must be brought to court will expire, because this is now the second night that Pastor Ivan has been in prison. So unless the police are willing to violate the Constitution, we expect he should be in court tomorrow morning.
Thank you there, Doug. Please do stay on the line. That's Doug Coltart, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Start umlaleli u-Oscar Ndlovu ewange. Kunjani Ndlovu baba?
Kunjani.
Hayi siyaphila, kunjani ewange?
Hayi wange, iyakanda.
Hayi isikhathi sakhona baba, akusiphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, thina sizuhlungu mina ngomuntu by profession. Ngamadokotela afundayo, omele aripisa amadokotela esebenza lawo, ehlukunyezwa kangaka ukuze sizuhlungu. Asikwazi ukuthi isasa yezempilakahle yake ihamba njani. Nxa abantwana bade befunda, ukufundela ubudokotela kubuhlungu, ukufundela ubunesi kubuhlungu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu, umuntu yabezinikela enhliziyweni yakhe. But nxa sehlukuluzwa somele aqede izifundo zakhe, isenziwa so angiboni ukuthi uyakwenza kuphinda empilweni yabo sikhathazenisele ukwenza lowo msebenzi ngoba umsebenzi wangkhona mkhulu.
Ngezinye indlela uthi uhulumende kalunika uxhaso olwaneleyo kubafundi.
Kakhulu umuntu into amekuthi kuze lokaba uzinikela uba ngumenzi uba ngudokotela yakuzinikela empilweni yakho ukuthi izakunceda abantu abagulayo impilo yakho yonke. And you think umuntu ozinikeleyo ngoba abaningi bayayekela bathi hhayi lokhu angikukwanisi. Ufuna umuntu sibili olesibidi ozimiseleyo, but nxa abantwana besaqalisa ngoba umsebenzi wakho onzima, so umsebenzi olulo ukuthi kuthiwa uyathi bhatabhata lapho uyekele. Umsebenzi onzima uyakufuna ukuthi izinhlalo lokuthi uhlale ukukhuleka uNkulunkulu akuxhase ukuthi uyanelisa ukuthi nceda abanye abantu.
Hayi limqotho baba Ndlovu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Qhubuka belapha kuhle abantu ba.
Hayi kulungile.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Uqakathekile umsebenzi owenzayo. That's Oscar Ndlovu calling us up from Wange. He says he is a nurse. And he obviously sympathizes with the UZ students. Doug, before I come to you, let me welcome Alistair Phunye, Zinasu official. Ngiyakwamukela uhlelo Phunye.
Siyabonga uButhuthu, siyabonga Linjani Mashabezulu.
Kakhulu Phunye, siphilile lathi ngapha sibonile lijone ligijigiji malapha lidingela abafundi laba ukudla njengezinasu. Unjani umumo ungasichazisela abanye basemachurchi bangapha abanye?
Abanye basemachurchi abanye of course labo lapho ehlala khona njengama-leaders ezinaso. Usekretari jenerala namuhla Ntambama ukwanise ukuthatha about 10 students ukuthi ehambe labo endlini yakhe lapho ahlala khona, nami ngikwanise ukuthatha 10 ukuthi ngihambe labo bahlala khona. So sinaso sikwanise ukumanage about 20 students ukuthi sihambe labo, so I think si accommodation labo akwanise ukulala khona.
Kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela babiza uMawarire. UMawarire is considered an agitator by the Zimbabwean government. Do you think it was a wise idea to bring him on?
Thina njengeZimbabwe National Student Union, ukubuya kukaMawarire, yes, solidarity is important at some point in time. But what Ndiyama students is correct, OMawarire banele bedla isolidarity, not come into campus, but manage some solidarity platforms at different Uwe campus.
Mm-hmm. So what next for these students, Phunye?
Okulandela ukuthi these students, they don't have accommodation now, number two, they don't have food, number three, number students are prepared for the exam. So as far as we are concerned, we are trying to re-engage with the administration in the state of Zimbabwe, which requires at least to bring back those students into campus, especially campus, and able to take care of their research and be valuable for the next coming exam.
Doug, coming back to you, there is now debate about the involvement of Pastor Mawarire in this matter. Some, of course, are critical, saying that, you know, he should not have involved himself in this matter, given his toxic nature. And I'm saying toxic in quotes, you know, that's how the government views him. While some are saying that, you know what, there's no separation between politics and these students' well-being, Mawarire has a right to associate with any cause. What do you make of those two arguments? Doug?
To say, I think it is important for the students' issues to be made front and center, right? So the issue of the fee hike needs to be made front and center. And so I understand the concerns about the politicization of that. But I think, as you have said, the important thing to remember is that student-focused issue is certainly connected to the broader political system, and indeed the response of the university in such a repressive manner is really indicative of the fact that the university system is really a mirror of what goes on at the national level, and that students' issues will not really be dealt with until the oppressive political system is dealt with. Now, in terms of the involvement of Pastor Mawarire, I think it's really a lot of the criticism I feel is unfair. Pastor Mawarire was asked by students to come and give a solidarity message about the students' issues. He exercised his constitutional rights. He, in fact, encouraged the students to remain peaceful, which is, in fact, a positive message. And the fact that he was arrested, some people say that, well, he should have known that he was arrested. Well, you know, just because we live in an oppressive society, should we stop exercising our constitutional rights? I don't think so. I think we need to keep pushing the boundaries.
Thank you, Doug. Please do stay on the line. Va pita matarusi va dzoka zvekare parunare va pita matarusi ndi mumiriri wechinoya I think kudare reparamende uyezve vano vasachigaro ve komiti yeparamende inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro soro vamatarusi coming back to you ndine mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro kuapotera kuimwe chechi kuHarare nhasi. Mukoma wangu muchiripo parunhare?
Chiripo parunhare, chiripo.
Okay, ndina vamatarusi sekutaura kwangu ndisachigaro vekomiti yeparlament inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro soro. Pane zvamunoda kubvunza here kana kuti magrievances enyu amunoda kusvitsa kuna vamatarusi vakateerera varipo? Taurai navo.
Isusu sema students epa UZIT taita meeting na dean of students magrievances edu akaitwa kubva muna January akaendeswa kuna the vice chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe. So we wrote a petition, so we expecting kunge tichipiwa mhinduro, but hatina kunge taona mhinduro. I think and I hope kuti the vice chancellor or vanhu vari kumusoroko vanoziva our grievances, but ingori nyaya hatizivi kuti vakamagarira here kana takasuda kutipa mhinduro. Saka isusu sekufunga kwedu, we thought kuti this committee ya Mr. Peter Matarose ya Matarose inoziva nezvemagrievances yedu. Takatonyora pasi sema students.
Ari kutaura mudzidzi vamatarusi.
Mastudents akauya nema grievances awo akanyorwa zvakanaka, vakabatana nevamwe kuMSU, vamwe vekulawayo. And tichidanho zvokuti tisangane nemayunivhesities akasiyana-siyana tigopa ripoti yakakwana kudare. Ndingati kana vakateerera last week padaitenderera necommittee yeHIV, ndakatotaura nyaya yemagrievances ndiri kuMSU campus yavo yokuzvishavane ndichitobvunza ndichitsvaga maanza nekuengeja maticha avo. Saka hatisati tapedza, because mainvesti akawanda, komiti yakawanda, kana tazopedza tichabva tesa ripoti yacho yakakwana nemarekomendations edu kuti apinde mudare.
But specifically isusu sema students.
I think I've lost one of my guests there. I think is that student who is currently at some church, sheltered at some church in Harare. But we'll be trying to reconnect with him shortly. Doug, please do stand by. And Funye, also do stand by. Mr. Matarusi, ndipo mvunza nanga chivunza runare rwenyu rusati rwakata. Nanga chivunza inini nyaya yema student loans. Iri kufamba sei nyika dzese za ndingafunga nezvadzo. Any normal country, hurumende iri kubatsira ma students vadzidzi nyama loan. zvakambenge zvichiitika kuZimbabwe. What's going on now? Why is that not happening?
Takana chokugara pasi na minister achikamuonesa kuti vana vanoda kubatsirwa. And policy ripo ndekuti from August onward vana vachapiwa maloan. Economy yedu haisi capable kuti tipe magrant asi maloan vachaawana from August zvichingamberi. Ipromise yatakatiwa nehurumende kuti vana vanenge vaakubatsirwa saizvozvo.
Saka hurumende iri kuvimbisa kuti ichazvigadzira izvi.
Kuti muna August vanenge vakupa maloan.
Muna August. I understand that my student is back. And Vamataru is saying that the government from August will be giving my student loans. What's your take on that?
So far, we are not mainly concerned about my loans or my grants. As a college of science, as a faculty of medicine, as students, tirikuda kuti fees iregedze kukwira. That's our main preference, and ndizvo zvatirikuda izvozvo, kuti fees inofanira kutombodzika. Zvema grants or ma promises, ema grants or ma loans, izvozvo takasa tadiscuss as ema students. But for now, our main issue was kuti fees ngaidzike, ngairegedze kukwira izvozvo. That's our main take as students, izvozvo.
Ukalange bakalange ndaba ye fees ke bathi okwa ma loan okuthi azabuya ngo August. Yebo, kuhle kodwa udaba olumqoka abangalo kathesi ludaba lokuthi impatalo yehliswe. Funye and dog, would you any of you want to jump in there? Funye first, then Doug.
Yeah, ngakangele indaba yabalonje. Mele sibuyele back to the economic crisis ekhangelane nelizwe lethu leZimbabwe. With the government flexible ukunika amalonje. Once it becomes a problem, you find out ukuthi the number of our students at my institution, these are free to the budget in a parliament to offer those loans. I can't be large. Hence, we say it is impossible for the government to go into a loan to go for my students at my loan.
So, how do you think lap?
Nxasikhuluma iway forward thina especially coming from the Zinaso party futhi what the government need to do especially nxabekhala ngendaba zamaloans is to involve all stakeholders that has increased into the student community. Nxasikhayele abantu abanjengabezimdef nxasikhayele abantu abanjengabo leaders for human rights nxasikhayele abantu abanjengecivil society cooperative world, because these are the same people that can able to provide attachment for our students. Because even of the day, they need to a practical work for them to graduate.
Doug, your turn. And also, looking at the national budget, education normally doesn't come anywhere close to defense when it comes to, the budget allocation. What's your take on that?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you raised that because that's exactly the point I wanted to make, is that it really comes down to an issue of priority for the government. We see budgetary allocations that are completely skewed towards maintaining a repressive state, budgetary allocations towards huge budgetary allocations towards defense and the police and most especially to the travel of the president, who's spending millions of dollars on travel for the president, and a meager allocation towards education. Now, of course, there is need to engage the private sector when it comes to loans for students as well. But then when you have an economic system that is stacked against the revival of our economy, then, you know, it's very difficult for businesses to do that when, you know, the economy has been totally decimated by the policies of the government. But the point remains that education is a constitutional right, which must be given effect to. And so it's crazy in the economic environment that we have, where people are struggling to pay fees as they currently are, for there to be 100% hike in fees. It simply is unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line now there, Doug. Looking now at Professor Jonathan Moyo's Twitter feed, he's the Minister of Higher Education. So, Dr. Pesisai Ruanya, in light of the UZ incident, tweeted earlier saying, asking Professor Moyo, would the Zimbabwe University of Zimbabwe medical students strike not be a good opportunity to discuss higher education policies around students' funding? To which Professor Moyo replied, "It is, and we will take that opportunity." He went on to tweet the way forward, saying that students facing challenges in paying the fees should apply for a payment plan and continue to attend lectures while they are paying agreed affordable installments until outstanding fees are fully paid. Mkomangu Variku Chechim Zizi, is that not a good idea?
The issue about my payment plans, Andika, it's a staggerer to me a way kunzi tinofana kuti tibhadhara. There is current way payment plan, but if you look into the situation, there are a lot of students who cannot afford even to pay the current fees. Yagara itoriwa pasina an increment. Vanotori nezvikwere tikuuse it. Andika, and then someone came on and saying kuti we are now increasing the fees and then tine a payment plan. I don't know what are they really trying to say. And because payment plan yagara itoripo payuse it. And but we are not even afford kutokwanisa kutobhadhara the current amount yagara itoripo. Because our parents, some of our parents, they are vendors. Havatokwanisi kana kutotengesa zvekuti vanokwanisa kuti vabate kuti vakwanise kuunganidza school fees. And we came from me, I can't say humble background, but from poor background. You understand? So ndozvinotoitika izvozvo. Tirikutaura kuti isusu hatikwanisi kubhadhara mari yakawanda. Mari yakawandisa ndozvatiri kutaura semastudents. Hatiti kuti tinozobhadhara tichidai tichasei, asi tiri kuti hatikukwanisa kubhadhara mari yakawandisa. Not everyone ana baba vanokwanisa kunge vachibhadhara mari yakawandisa, and not everyone ane scholarship. And tikutoti mari iripo yakawandisa zvingai.
Please do stay on the line there. Vamataro seni bodzoka kwamuri, mataro kuti starting in August, ma student loans ari kudzoka. Pane zvimwe zvitsva zvamunogona kutaurira veruzhinji nenyaya dzedzidzo yepamusorosoro zviri kuuya?
Ndingati hapana zvizhinji zvendingada kuwedzera pane zviri kuuya, nokuti chandongoziva pari zvino chekuti promise yatakapiwa naminister nehurumende kuti August vanhu vachawana vachawana maloni. Chandiri kungochemawo ipapa pataime andatosvika ndeyekuti generali maunivhesiti acho ari underfunded, anotoda kuti tichiwedzerwe. Toramba tichingolobha kuti iwedzerwe funding, iwedzerwe kuti maresesekuti maunivhesiti agoita maresearch agosumudza nyika ende mberi, vana vagowana funding yakakwana. Ndezvendingataura kuzhinji.
Rambai maga muri parunare mukoma vamatarose. Inize kuwe pfunye, ngaphandle kwesehlakalo se-University of Zimbabwe lesi sesikhangela nje imfundo yangaphezulu umumo emakolishini ema-universities lapha umi njani?
Nxa sikhangela imfundo yema-universities sihlangana la two main issues okumele siwa-address. Number one, iyindaba ye-privatization of education, because nasikhala i-privatization of education sebe sikhala abantu abanjengabasefatima, sikhala abantu abasemadlambuzi, sikhala abantu abasedongodongwe, sikhala abantu abasechilamambawu echolocho behluleka u-assessa imfundo i-health tertiary because of incapacity of privatization. Ngoba nxa sikhangela economic status sikhangela ukuthi khona ama-students ona lawa abe ne-15 point and above, they are not able to access i-higher and tertiary education, hence leading to ama-capitalist abantu already abanemali being able to access i-higher and tertiary education because of the issue of privatization. I-privatization leading to disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama-loans, disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama-scholarships. Yes, at the end of the day babe confronted ama-issues okuthi abana fees okuthi bebhadale.
Mr. Funye, there is an argument that education in Zimbabwe compared to other countries is very cheap. What you guys are required to pay is next to nothing compared to what students in other countries, for instance America, have to pay. Is that a fair comparison or a false comparison?
No, there's a podcast element as far as that comparison is concerned, because looking at the economic meltdown, and looking at economic quagmire that the people of Zimbabwe are facing, we are confronted with the issue that each and every individual has to survive by a dollar point to survive a day. Why did the students themselves, they cannot even access 10 cents of that dollar point? So hence it brings forth the victimization of students, female students, who at the end of the day have to reside with the garden boys for them to attend lectures at the University of Zimbabwe. Who should even reside with garden boys, cell phone park, to be able to access education infrastructure at NAS. We should also reside with combi drivers. At the end of the day, we should transport them from point A to point B. Yes, it is an unfair disclosement of this discourse, saying that people in the Republic, meaning Zimbabwe, henceforth, they have to live within a dollar and a half.
Please do stay on the line there. Coming back to you, Mkomangu, Mziziku, Ariku Chechuko. Fair or foul argument?
Chikutanga, ndichefizi kutifizi nga izidwe. Zatanga tichingu kumbira at moment. And then yo, jaguzi uti uta zonzi pira wakushkuru tasonyo zizau, shanshu mno. But chakaita kutichende, tino ratizira. Yanga rinye kutifizi nga izidwe. And in those nangwa chidu ujo josema students. Every student, those nangwa chidu kutifizi nga izidwe.
Please just on the line there. Ndimbo tora mtereri. Mkuma Donald kujoni. Maagadi mkuma wangu.
Ndipo mkuma kimtunga mriteko.
Dribo. Ameno imimi kujoni ugo.
Mutaka rika mkuma inamo yo gaga. Takatila namo. Ya tungu. Nungu ramba jite ya kunze kusi.
Namo nde munu ese mkuma wangu. Inga vazizi warukuri zao mere wani.
Yeah, hey, you guys know, in fact, you have a guru, I was a guru. But you want the government in essence,
I'm going to go to the government. Saka muri kuti mukoma Donald Madara aya ana hanya nevadzidzi nekuti vana vavo vari kudzidza panze kwenyika uyezve ivo pachavo vakadzidzawo panze kwenyika.
Exactly. I was going to say, Mbuya wa shirika mariende wa chua kutuwa kwanza kumusisa pa extendi ya Afrika uta hini kizizi. Mbuya wa edika wa shinda kumaricho. Taka hiko sinu mshindu zaidi maritu utawa kwa ee noto kisa ya naji wa mkoma ita ula. Ino rezi kase ino wanu kwa kupi. Iyo mnashaza ii nema miri ya kata njika mkoma. Mnashaza uto ratu wendi dolazi pa eko keshi. Ashaza uto yewana mariacho kubengi kwa chua wanashita zika haripo. Iyo unuko shito na ubengi wa shanda kupi. Hakuna basa mnika. Hali murugu wana tutandu kutu. Maru kutaza na alana kana anya shua. We don't know.
Aiwa, mataura mkoma Donald, tinotenda nekupina muchirongwa.
Ora iti mkoma maita basa, ndo tukumbisa wama kumkoma wangu wa ne wangu mbasidu enzazi. Mkwa kukota, shinga imo msazo kena kumashule.
Aha, anzi rambai maka shinga na mkoma Donald. Uyakhuluma lapha Donald, ofona ese South Africa, uti okuhluphayo ukuthi isiphathamandla zikarhulumente kazizihluphi ngokulungisa udaba lwezemfundo ngoba abantu abazo bagcwele phandle kwelizwe emazweni afana lapho South Africa emayunivesithi adulayo abanye bangaphi emelika abanye bangaphi ngaphi ngakho udubo olubhekane labafundi eZimbabwe uhulumente kalandaba lalo ngoba abantwaba eziphathamandla baphandle kwelizwe uyakhuluma lapho Donald Funye. Halo Funye. Halo Alistair.
Yebo.
Halo
Alistair. Ye mkhona.
Ye ngithi umzilo Donald lapha. Yebo isiphathamandla kazi sihlophi na ngenxa yokuthi abantu abazo baphandle kwelizwe.
And
I think he does because look at it this way. let's take for instance the healthcare system that we have in Zimbabwe. If and only if government officials, including the president himself, if they were so much committed to the local health care system, And if the president, instead of traveling to Malaysia, he committed his health to local doctors, local health institutions, I think we would have a better system. And I think that also goes for the education sector. I'm just saying, sithathe umlaleli njalo timotora mtereri tava kuenda kumaguma echirongwa chedu mtereri mkoma tawuya ku South Africa makati mkoma wangu
akasimba here baba
takasimba kunge njanji chaiyo koi mimi
ayo watiri nani chando chete chando
chando chapisa
chando chapisa
hai nguva yacho mdara mapina muchirongwa
Ayo ndinotenda baba. Ndada kutaura nenyaya iri kuitika pa university iyo. Inyaya inorwadza mukoma. Ngatitarise nguva yatirino, inguva yaJune. Wachidzinga wana hawana kwekuenda. Chechipiri, tiri kutarisirawo kuti nyika yedu iwe nana chiremba wemunyika medu. But iwo tiri kuona kuti madhara yaya ari kutoda kuuraya kuti nyika yetu yacho irege kubudirira kuenda mberi tinogobudirira seiko tongorapwa tiri kune dzimwe nyika here handizvo ndo zvacho zvatofanira kutarisira kubuilda nyika yedu even if nyango wakavapa mascholarship vanhu iwawavo tiwo wachange wachingosenzera vari munyika yedu chakashata chii baba nyaya iyi inorwadza mukoma inorwadza Vamwe vari kushupika kuti vatombobhadhareka mari kadikidikika kekuti vanyore zama. Apa zama raapadhuze vana vaakudzingwa. Which means vazhinji vachatotadza kunyora nekuenderera mberi nenyaya iyoyi.
Nyaya inonzisa tsitsi chaizvo.
Aiwa zvinoda kuti hurumende yacho kana iri hurumende chaiyo chaiyo inoziva zvairi kuita ine tsitsi nekubudiriro yenyika inofanira kuact against this situation. Wana wadzokere muchikoro wanyore bvunzo dzavo wazoiwana wachiremba wachatirapa kuti achemberawo tadzoka kunyika yedu
aiwa tinotenda mukoma tauya nekupira muchirongwa
ndatenda hangu zvikuru mukoma wangu
okay thank you so much ngomlaleli utauya fona ese South Africa mukoma wangu kuyuze tuko kuchurch ndimbodzoka kwamuri tivhare chirongwa tipei mashoko enyu ekupedzisira
mashoko ekupedzisira tinotenda nerutsigiro rwatinopewa nemachurches akasiyana siyana nemaorganization akasiyana siyana anotibatsirawo especially vati pavo pekurara nekudya nevamwe vanongoramba vachingotikurudzirawo ndine vamwe ana chiremba vakabatsirawo hanzvadzi dzedu izvezvi vakavapa pekurara ndo vatinotenda and then tinotarisirawo uyezve tine tinotarisirawo kuti vakuru vedu vachanyorovesa mwoyo onyatsonzwisisawo chimo chedu uyezve neramangwana onyatsoonawo kuti mabatsiro avakatiitawo sanezuro handifungi kuti avafaniri tokumbirawo kuti vasamadzokorodze vanofanira kungotinzwisisawo ndozvatinotarisirawo semastudents veduwo vapavisewo mwoyo wavo vanyorovesewo mwoyo wavo vanyatsotinzwisisawo situation yedu semastudents ndiwo mashoko angu iwayo uyezve ndinotenda neruzhinji rwezimbabwe nemashoko ecomfort avari kungotipawo nekutsikira kwavari kungotiitawo semastudents but inongotiti pamwe chete nehondo
Haiwa, tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka mukoma wangu and all shall be well. Tinotenda zvikuru ticharamba tichikurukura.
Okay, naita basi.
Thank you so much, Zimbabwe. This is it from me and Tungamili Komo, your host, and of course the crew behind the scenes. I'd like to say thank you to expelled UZ student that we will not be identifying. You heard from him. We also heard Alistair Punye, Zinasu official. Doug Coltart, my good friend there, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. And, of course, lawmaker Dr. Peter Mataruse, chairman of the Committee on Higher Education. Again, I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Let's meet again next Tuesday. Kuna Zimbabwe.